بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We complete the chapter باب الحث على حضور الجماعة في الصبح والعشاء. The chapter on the encouragement to perform the Fajr and Isha Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation. As we explained before, every Salah with Jama'ah is important. Extra importance is given to Fajr Salah and Isha Salah, because these Salahs are difficult generally. At the time of Isha, you find people that work, especially in the fields, working out, people that are laborers. Now the time of Isha comes in, sets in, people are tired, very tired. It's easy for them to miss the Isha Salah, go and sleep. Or at the time of Fajr Salah, people generally are engaged, preoccupied with sleep. So there's extra encouragement given for these two Salahs. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبا متفق عليه وقد سبق بطوله. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the rewards for the Isha and Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they had to crawl on their stomachs and go. In other words, what rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept. Our style is such that when a person knows there's a reward for a certain thing, for a certain action, then he's willing to carry out that action. One brother was telling me once, there was a shop that was opening up, and they said the first 10 customers will be given so many, will be given so much discount, will be given free gifts. So that particular shop had people waiting outside, lines waiting outside from the night before. From the night before, whole night people waited. They didn't mind waiting the whole night to get into the shop in the morning. Why? They could see the benefit of what was there. You're going to get some free item or some discounted item. It was worth their while waiting. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. That if people only knew the rewards of for the Isha and Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they have to crawl on their stomachs. Crawling on the stomach is not an easy thing to do. But if they have to crawl on their stomachs to get there for the Isha and Fajr, because of the rewards, they would have gone, they would have done this also. In other words, it's not something that is far-fetched. Now this particular hadith, we did it before to understand the context of this hadith. We'll just repeat it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the rewards for the adhan in the first saf, and they had no other way of attaining it but to draw lots, they would certainly have drawn lots. If they only knew the rewards for going early for salah, they would have raced each other in getting there. If they only knew the rewards, this is the last part of the hadith which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought in the current chapter that we are doing, this last part. If they only knew the reward for performing the Isha and Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they had to crawl. So this is the whole hadith that is mentioned. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi just brought the last part, because the last part ties up with the chapter that we are doing, which is the last part. If people only knew the rewards for the Isha and Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they had to crawl on their stomach. One more hadith to complete this chapter. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس صلاة أثقل على المنافقين من صلاة الفجر والعشاء ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبا متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most difficult salah on the hypocrites, on the munafiqeen, the most difficult salah on the hypocrites is the Isha and the Fajr salah. If they only knew the rewards, speaking about the munafiqeen here also, if they, munafiqeen, only knew the rewards for them, for the Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah, they would have attended them even if they had to crawl. Munafiqeen also would have attended the Fajr Salah and the Isha Salah if they had to crawl. It shows that what reward Allah Ta'ala has kept in store. Sometimes we are told the rewards, and many times we don't understand the rewards, because the rewards are related to Akhirat. The rewards we'll see in Akhirat. Some rewards, benefits we get here, but the rewards in Akhirat, there's no way for us to really appreciate. So we're given some idea, and this hadith is telling us that if we had known that reward, and if not only if us, Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us, if the munafiqeen had known the rewards for this, they would have crawled to come to the masjid of Fajr Salah and Isha Salah. What it tells us is that there is very, very high rewards for performing the Salah with Jama'ah. So we should take extra importance, take extra, give it extra merit, extra virtue, go the extra mile to prepare for making it for the Salah. Apart from the other salah as we did, the reward of performing the Asr salah, the reward of performing the Fajr salah, all the salahs we did the reward, and then we're going to go on also to, with more, inshallah, with the next chapter also, with the reward of performing salah with jama'ah. But what we should keep in mind is that don't ever let this go. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, even if you have to crawl, one hadith is saying, crawl on our stomachs also, we would be prepared to do it. If we know the rewards of going for the Fajr Salah and Isha Salah, very easy way for preparing for Fajr Salah is a person sleeps early. He cuts out all the extra additional things and he sleeps early. He makes it part of his routine. How you get, sometimes a person has got a routine, his shop opens at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and sometimes you find even the big stores, they got a time that they open 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter which customer comes before that, this is the time we open. So once a person, he got a routine, I sleep after Isha, it doesn't matter who it is, people will appreciate that this person goes to sleep after Isha, and they won't disturb him now after Isha, because they know that this person sleeps after Isha. That is the easiest way to prepare for Fajr Salah. Person goes early to bed, early to rise, he wakes up early also, and now he's talking to Allah Ta'ala, and it's one of the best ways to cure depression. If a person is awake early, he starts his day early, one of the very good, powerful methods shown to us in our deen, one of the most powerful methods of gaining barakat in a person's rozi, in his rizq, is to start the day early. So this is what he does to prepare for Isha, for Fajr Salah. And to prepare for the Isha Salah is what a person does, is after Maghrib Salah, already he's planning himself, he's working towards the Isha Salah, he comes there early, it makes it easy for him for the Isha Salah. So psychologically, mentally, he prepares. He doesn't just leave it at last minute race, but already he's preparing for it. That makes it very, very easy. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.